Nolte, Good Riddance to Mueller's Monstrous Roger Stone Prosecutors. By John Nolte on February 12, 2020. Recommending a 7 to 9 year prison term for a 67-year-old nonviolent first offender has finally revealed Robert Mueller's prosecution team for the corrupt monsters they truly are. Justice is supposed to be blind. That's the cornerstone of our system. We don't play favorites. We don't persecute. We don't judge people based on how much we like or dislike them, or how they vote. There are only three goals: 1, justice; 2, justice; 3, justice. Regardless of your opinion of Stone, he was only found guilty of lying to Congress, which plenty of people have done without being prosecuted, interfering in the House investigation of the Russia collusion hoax, and tampering with a witness. That tampering with a witness thing sounds pretty serious, but the witness in question, the person who was supposedly intimidated by Stone, talk radio host Randy Credico, is laughing the whole thing off. "I never in any way felt that Stone himself posed a direct physical threat to me or my dog," he said. 7 to 9 years. 7 to 9 years for obstructing a witch hunt. For lying to Congress, something you never see prosecuted despite a multitude of transgressors. And for tampering with a witness who says he wasn't really tampered with. James Clapper, the former director of National Intelligence, lied under oath to Congress in front of the whole wide world. He was never prosecuted. He wasn't even fired. "Hey, I'm no Roger Stone fan, and it actually sounds like he deserves some prison time. But there are murderers and rapists and child molesters who don't serve 7 to 9 years. This sentencing recommendation is not only outrageous. It's a retaliatory and partisan abuse of power on behalf of four utterly corrupt and inhumane prosecutors. Thank the good Lord they have resigned. Thank God they're gone, because there are not many government positions that hold as much power as a prosecutor. Prosecutors are handed an unbelievable amount of power, trust, and discretion, the power to destroy a reputation through suspicion, to bankrupt a person by way of an indictment, and strip them of their freedom and liberty through a sentencing recommendation. And what does it tell you about Daffy Robert Mueller that he handpicked these corrupt pigs? These power-hungry leftists out to unjustly destroy a man's life just because they don't like his politics. Keep in mind that these entitled bureaucrats didn't resign in shame after being discovered. Oh, no. As we all know, you cannot be part of the anti-Trump deep state resistance if you are capable of shame. No, they resigned because adults at the Department of Justice, DOJ, stepped in to put a stop to their obscene persecution of Stone. Once this appalling sentencing recommendation became public, the DOJ did the right thing and tossed it. What's more, as the top elected official in the country, Trump also did the right thing in calling everyone's attention to what can only be described as prosecutorial misconduct. Naturally, because the media and organized left are all insane, they're not angry at the wrongdoing Trump exposed. No, they're angry at Trump for exposing the wrongdoing. You wouldn't know it from the fake media coverage, but the DOJ still believes Stone deserves a prison sentence. They're now leaving it up to the judge and asking for something more in line with Stone's actual crimes. The revised DOJ recommendation doesn't ask for a particular sentence, reports far-left NBC News. But says the one that was recommended earlier does not accurately reflect the Department of Justice's position on what would be a reasonable sentence in this matter, and that the actual sentence should be far less. The defendant committed serious offenses and deserves a sentence of incarceration. But based on the facts known to the government, a sentence of between 87 to 108 months imprisonment, however, could be considered excessive and unwarranted under the circumstances, the updated filing says. Ultimately, the government defers to the court as to what specific sentence is appropriate under the facts and circumstances of this case. And so, because they obviously believe they should be above any kind of oversight, all four of the corrupt prosecutors quit in a crybaby huff. Well, good riddance. Good riddance to Stalinist Aaron Zelensky. Good riddance to Stalinist Jonathan Kravis. Good riddance to Stalinist Adam Jed. Good riddance to Stalinist Michael Morando. Get these godless, self-dealing, unethical swamp creatures out of my government. Hey, anyone remember James A. Wolfe? For good reason, President Trump referenced him Wednesday with respect to all of this. Wolfe was sentenced to only 2 months in prison. Who is he? Well, Wolf is the scumbag who completely betrayed his trust as the head of security for the Senate Intelligence Committee by leaking to the media, including a New York Times reporter he was allegedly banging, all in an effort to damage Trump. While under investigation for leaking government secrets, he lied on three occasions to the FBI, a crime, eventually pleaded guilty to one count, and was sentenced to just 2 months. 2 months. 8 weeks. Fine. I'm fine with that. Like Stone, he certainly deserves to spend some time in prison, and anything up to a year seems reasonable. Nevertheless, there is just no question what Wolf did is much worse than what Stone's been found guilty of. But because we now live in a country where anyone who supports Trump is treated as a second-class citizen by the deep state and media establishment, there is no justice in this country. They get off scot-free after deleting 33,000 emails under congressional subpoena. They get off scot-free after wiretapping a rival presidential campaign. They get off scot-free after lying to Congress. They get off scot-free for forging a FISA warrant to spy on a rival campaign. They get an 8-week slap on the wrist for leaking and lying. We get 7 to 9 years or thrown in solitary confinement. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.